Lemne vor.
Look at a lot of them out there. They steady eat on you. They pick a while, then they sit out there and they eat. And, but that's something you don't know. I never fool with orange.
Well, we drink the juice and we also eat them.
That's right.
And I've noticed that this year the navels never did really get as sweet as they usually do.
No, no, that's right.
And I suppose it's because they. Takes a little
it takes a good bit of cold, you know, to make them sweeten up like they should. Except when they're getting wound up in the year now, well, they'll, from now on, they'll get sweeter and sweeter. The longer they stay on the tree,
you
know, they'll get sweeter and sweeter.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I
but at the first of all, they don't be nothing like sweet.
No.
But the longer they stay on the tree, longer the sweeter they will get.
The sweet now?
They getting sweet, so to tell me, but I ain't admit in it yet, but they said it is. But I do know this, the longer they stay on the tree, the sweeter they get.
They're a little slow this year.
Yes, sir.
Those navels, did they ever get sweet?
I don't think they is. I ain't hear nobody say my smile.
They used to buy a few down there at the Iron Car.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But this season, they haven't.
I don't think it's been no great bit. A whole lot of neighbors, not close around here, because the trees, what little few trees I saw, neighbors, it wasn't but a few on the trees.
Oh,
yeah. They weren't plentiful this go around.
You got wine bottles this year, John?
I ain't got anything yet. That's what I'm trying to find out just what how the situation gonna go with me.
Well, them watermelons. I don't see how anybody you got such an expense on that. You know, you can't do it all yourself, and you've hired done like that. Even just hauling it out of the field, even if the big truck sets out there. Just look how much that costs.
Well, you're going to have to go just like this, Mr. Miles. You can't do it all yourself, it's true. But you can do so much. But coming down together in time, you're going to have some help. And you got to have some when you go to horn. But other than that, well, you standing good, Jones.
Yeah.
That's right. But that's the only time you need somebody is when you go to horn. And picking time, where you need somebody then.
Don't
you need irrigation, George?
Well, if the weather now don't be just right, then you have to use water then. If it's anywhere where you can pump it.
Well, that's it.
But a lot of time, like I was this last year with watermelon, I didn't have any place where I could pump no water, so. I had to just.
Sure, not any around here.
Yeah, I just stand still.
That's the trouble. Sometimes the fellow that does the hauling makes more than the fellow that raises the crop, don't he?
And sometimes he do. That's the truth. That's it. Right. That's the way it goes. It's true.
But if the price stays up 3 and 4 and 5 cents a little while,
oh yeah,
then you make so much money.
That's right.
That's far as you. Then you don't want to just take a little money.
you like to see a big lot of it coming when you see it coming all
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Things selling good, well you feel good.
Yeah.
Things ain't selling good, then you feel it bad.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You just making
don't nobody know how you feel but yourself now. You feel bad, you see you paying it all going out and ain't none coming in, you sick.
Yeah.
People think you ain't, but you sick.
You might as well just if you're gonna get watermelons like worse than the other crops, it's gambling, and furthermore it's gambling with pretty high stakes, ain't it?
That's true.
You can go down here and with $10 in your pocket and down here to this new joint. What do they call that?
You mean the highlight?
Yeah.
That's right.
And you can't lose over $10 if that's all you got.
That's right. Well, that's true. That's all you're going to lose is two. That's true.
Yeah.
But when you go, as all of them tell me, at least I never have been out there. I was laying off to go down there and look. But they tell me you had to pay, you got to pay to even go in there. So I figured if I had to pay to go in there, well, I didn't need to go to look. So I never really got a chance to go.
Oh, right, you never been down there?
I never have. That's right.
Well,
no more just past the road. That's all. I just see it sitting there.
Well, I
couldn't tell you how nothing in the world I looked no more from the roadside. So, I had a lot of friends, a lot of people tell me how it works, but I don't feel like if you're going to go to something and you got to pay your way in there and then pay again, well, you ain't doing so good. I don't feel like it like that. That's the way I feel like. It's all right if you can go in there and you have your choice if you want to play or don't play. Well, but paying to go in, I can't see that so good.
It is pretty good to get in.
They say, like somebody told me, I think it was $2 or $3 to even go in.
I just got so it costs a couple of dollars to go to the movie, doesn't it?
And I don't even get checked. I don't go to them because I used to love to go to movies way years ago, but since they ain't got out of sight, I don't see no movies.
You just
I watch TV. That's the oldest movies I get chance to see.
What time you get to look at TV?
Well, why it's a meat supper. I eat supper then, and I'm sitting up there watching TV then.
Yeah.
Then I watch it then until after supper. Then I'm tired. Then I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's right. I can never get a chance to see but one show over. I can't see the second cause I'm sleep.
Well,
I sit up to the table here for nights, you know. I'm sitting up there after I eat stuff. I sort of get me a lean over, you know, prop. I'm looking at it good. Next thing, my head all the way down. I'm asleep there.
George, let me tell you what the reason I went into raising cattle. You can kind of. It ain't much trouble. And all you have to put your mind to it a little bit. See, now this is calving season, and you got to watch them. And every now and then, one of them needs a little help. And then if you got to give them a little protein, a little rye or something, you see. And it's some trouble to do that. They'll go in, all right, but it won't come out. And you don't, they don't need much of it. I found when I had it, I let them stay in as long as they kept the head down. And then I'd bring them out. Well, they don't quite want to come out then. So you gotta round them up. And that's a little trouble. Of course, you can do it on a horse. I always just did it on foot.
That's right. That's true.
And I guess I missed my bet. I ought to have done it on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And but they don't need to be in it over 2 or 3 days a week. That's enough to hold them.
Yeah.
They don't. It don't hurt them to carry a calf just so they haven't got it yet.
That's right.
Once they start giving milk, it pulls them down.
Yes, sir.
At least that's the way I saw it.
That's true.
With the farming, you run into trouble. Well, for one thing, if you just rent the ground so much an acre, it's not worth the trouble. And then if you get into it, there's always a little something to tinker with. And these days, everything you do is hard to do. You see, even for a tractor, it breaks down. It's a day's work just to get to fix.
Oh, yeah.
yourself or get someone to fix it.
That's right. That's wicked.
And then, like you said, gathering time and hoeing time, you got a bunch of people around, and I don't know, they're not what you call destructive, but
there's a lot of expenses. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, and you see, they don't work very well, and that's always sort of hard.
That's true. That's right.
And you always get a bunch of one or two that you just do not have.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have some good ones, some bad ones, and you're gonna have it all mixed up in there.
Yeah.
You're gonna have more bad ones than you're gonna have good ones.
Yeah.
That's what you get now.
Yeah.
You get out there, not getting up help. Now you're gonna get more bad ones than you can get good ones. If you get say, you're gonna get 15 or 20 people, you may have 3 out to 20. You ain't gonna find over 3 good ones out of 20 people.
Oh, that many.
That's right. You find the rest of them on that sorry side.
Sorry.
That's right. They ain't looking at for but one thing, and that's the hours and payday.
And for you to
they don't care about how your weight going on.
No.
They gonna do it as slow as they can and half do it. But they really looking for that money. They looking for that money.
And looking for you to go to the store for them.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to care them there if you expect to keep your help. They gonna want to go to the store every noon.
And you got to pick them up.
That's right. And you got to pick your help up too.
Now the old days, as I understand it, I've heard old Coleman talk about that.
Well, I have walked Mr. Miles from right there where Arthur live at. I walked from right there, way over to Lake Salmonson, you know way over there on that ranch over there? I walked over there to work backwards and forwards every day for about 3 or 4 years. That's morning and night. And I would be over there every morning before 7 o'clock. Walk too.
Yeah. And then you didn't work an 8-hour day.
And I work until we were going from till dark, longer we could see. That's right. And then walk back in.
So I enjoyed it. So you learned this country pretty well.
I know about it. I know it good. Yes, sir.
I remember old Jim Means was over here one time, and he looked around these fields here and told me, and just talking, and he talked like now he says over here is where they had them melons that year, and Mrs. Boyles got mean with them, and you know one thing another like that, and he says you got a little. You got a little sandy ground right down here.
He really knows. He's really a man been around here. Yeah, he's been around here a long time. But I worked for him for about 10 years or better. I just keep up as he used to plant sweet potatoes and all like that, and I used to keep him up, plow him, and keep up his little farm for him.
That's about as easy crop to grow, because then you wasn't hurt, you keep it all winter if you want to.
Right, that's true.
Some of them time.
Yes, sir. That's right.
How did he store them, some of them?
He sold a lot of them, and he'd keep them back. He'd sell a whole year round.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. He'd just grow a lot of them.
And everybody, a lot of people knew about it.
That's right. He'd go around maybe once or twice a week. He'd go... Put him a lot of them in sacks, and he'd go around and people would buy 50 cents, 25 cents, all the price like that. Yes, that's right. Had about 3 grades of taters, all different prices.
Oh, yes. Going up to the bacon side.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Well,
he growed enough taters out of every year until he we'd be digging taters again when he never would give out.
And still have some on hand.
That's right.
How many would he put in?
Well, he had planted at least around 25 or 30 or 40 acres, all like that.
And you didn't have to fertilize taters much.
No, not much at all.
If you fertilize them much, you're liable to get vines.
That's right. But he hardly ever would put much fertilizer to them at all. And he used to make some taters too.
Always make taters?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Coleman helped us put in a few down here this year. We used a little of that light 666 fertilizer.
Yeah.
I didn't think it enough to hurt them, just a sort of a sample or a taste. And you know what happened to them? They had pretty vines, but didn't have potatoes. Wasn't any potatoes under them.
Well, probably. Must mean just tell her. He said that you can set taters a little too late. Maybe y'all saw them too late.
He had the same experience over at his house.
Hmm.
As I understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said. He put them in a little early. These were put in the last of July. That's a little late, I guess.
Well, I guess it was. I don't know, but Mr. Jermaine tell me now, he the man used to raise taters. Well, we used to try to get through setting taters somewhere along about the middle of July.
Yeah.
But, well, we wouldn't set. We'd be through setting sweet potatoes then.
Would you plant in vines?
We'd cut vines. See what we would do. We'd cut. And set with stick right on.
Yeah.
Up until then. So he'd have enough to keep where he could keep cutting and keep setting.
Yeah.
That's right. He'd grow a big bed and he'd set out a few,
uh-huh.
And then he'd just cut from them. But he'd set them out real early, you know, and then where he could keep cutting.
Hell, fine. That's a system, buddy.
That was a good system he had. You never had to worry about growing or about buying any cuds at all.
And you worked with him for a long time?
About 10 years, about.
Up until when? The war? When did he lose that place?
He lost it here.
About 1950? Five?
Somewhere like that, I believe it was. I believe it's somewhere
close. I come in 57. I got on here in 60.
That must have been somewhere along about 55, 50. Somewhere. It was somewhere along in there, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I stayed over there. Well, I stayed right over there by them. I stayed on their place. That's when I was working for them so long. I stayed right there on their place for so long.
Oh, your whole family?
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts?
Right there across the road there. See where that pretty brick house over there on the right side of the road? Well, it used to be a old wooden house set right over there. Well, we stayed right there for years.
Well, that wasn't no distance at all. That's right there.
Right there.
Close
that's
up.
Right.
So you didn't have to.
Didn't have for the walk.
That's
right.
You didn't have to ride at all.
That's right.
Oh, he grew a lot of things.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Miss Bootsy used to work over there.
Right. Yes, sir. She started to work in there. Well, I went with him some after she started there for about a year after, and then he got where then he couldn't furnish enough work then for us. Then we then I had to go then.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, but there for a while he furnished enough
full time. That's right. He worked at a heap of help too. That's right. He had about 15 or 20 people that he was working through the whole sweet potato time.
He had to hoe it time or two?
That's right.
Keep it clean?
That's true.
Well, that's
Oh, he was a big man now. He was up there too. He was a big man too. Yeah, he was up there. He don't joke about that. He'll tell yourself. That's no joke. He's way up there.
He was well to do.
That's true. Yes, sir.
You remember his mother?
Yes, sir.
She
had a lovely mother. His mother was a fine lady. Yeah. I used to keep up the yards for him and all that.
And she
That's where I got my little sad to pay, little handout money. I didn't know what money was until that was sad. The job, you know, clean yards, you know, and keep flowers worked out. Well, that little change, then that would be my little change. Mama would give me that little bit.
Oh,
that's
oh,
right.
You didn't have to turn that back in.
Yeah, she'd give me that one.
Oh, you lived there. You were young. You lived there with your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Miss Dora.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was back before the war.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was the last go round in this country, wasn't it?
That's true. Well, we lived over there from we moved over there in 1929.
Oh, that far back.
And we stayed over there until. Till long up in about 34, somewhere along in there when we left, when we moved from there.
That's right.
Then we moved from there down there in Mr. Bradley's house right down there below, you know, where the Smithson used to have a place right down there. Well, it was an old house that's right down the Bradley place where we moved from there down there. Then I went to help in Mr. Bradley. Helped Mr. Bradley and the Riggers then.
Oh, okay. And then when did you move over where you are now?
Well, I moved over there, where I'm here now. Well, I was when I moved from there, from the Bradley place, but I moved on the Riggerson place. And I moved from the Riggerson place to where I'm here now.
I never heard that, Riggerson.
Yes, sir. Well, they used to have two houses up there. You know where K stay?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it used to be two houses set there. Well, I just live in one up there. And I moved from there to where I'm here now. I was working the Philly station there for Mr. Bateman when I moved from there over where I'm here now.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Was that where... Miss Daisy and Ben Wright lived?
That's right. Yes, ma'am. There were two houses there.
They lived in one?
They lived in one, and I lived in the other. That's right.
So you know them from way back.
Well, ever since I've been big enough, I can say.
Yeah.
Well, I've been knowing them ever since from 20. I can say from this, ever since we first came to Florida. Well, I was nothing but a child, and that's from 25 up until now.
Oh, you remember when you came?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you were just
young. Just right. I was just a child. I was about 4 or 5 years old. I was about 5 years old when we came out here.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Miss Anna, I used to hear her talk about time Dora.
Yes,
sir. Down
here. That's right. Well, we came down here in 25 and been here ever since.
Everybody was poor then.
Everybody was good doing. It was better then than it is now. Yes, sir.
And you didn't realize how good you were doing, did you?
It was doing good, that's right. Yes, sir.
I guess your mama's had as many friends as anybody who's ever been in this country. I hear people
I'm sure,
speak.
I'm sure. That's true.
Well, how did that happen, George?
Well, Mr. Miles, you work for everybody, and then you try to be nice to everybody. Well, then your name gonna go.
Well, now I know Miss Anna used to talk about it. She didn't talk about it, you know, as somebody working for
okay.
her. It's more like somebody would come around to talk to her.
Yeah, that's what they really would do. They would go from house to house. Well, every chance they would have, well, they'd sit down and talk. The one everybody always have got along good right around here in this section here. They've all go around and sit around and talk and be nice to one another. Have never been any confusing like time coming up now, but everybody just knowed one another, and everybody was real nice to everybody.
Yeah.
That was true. If you didn't have anything to eat, you needed something, you could go to them, and they would fix up a great big box to help you to keep eating and keep going on.
Is that right?
That's so true. That's right.
Well, I know Miss Anna, I've heard her say many times, you know, if she felt sort of blue, she just has to talk to Miss Dora.
And I can tell you one thing, they have, and we stayed up there on their place for, I guess, maybe for about 6-7 years, too.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right? Up there.
Right up, right back of there, that's right.
Close
that's
to the
it.
House.
That's right.
You know this country better than anybody else, George.
I know it good. I was raised up right here, so I was, well, we stayed right there by the church when we first came down here. Right there, right off there from where Sean Smith, right back in there, was a house used to sit back there years ago. Well, we stayed there for, I guess for about a couple of years, and we moved from up there. And we moved way up the railroad. Well, Mr. Lon Smith had a place up there, so we moved way up there. And we started farming up there with him up there. And we stayed up there for many years, and then we moved back up in Iverson there. We was going up.
I never thought about it before, but I guess you had a daddy.
That's right.
I never heard of him.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Was he living when you moved down here?
Yes, sir. That's right.
I never, you see Miss Bootsy when I come down here, but the time I got down here, she'd kind of gone, she wasn't in a prime, you might say.
Right, that's true.
And I know she used to talk down there when she lived with Miss Betsy.
Right.
And a lot of times I couldn't even understand what she was saying.
That's true. That's it.
But now, you knew her when she was...
When she was back down in much younger. What I said, in the primes back there.
And she in good shape then.
That's right. She's real good. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember the time when she didn't... She wasn't she didn't do no drinking at all, Mr. Miles. She just started that stuff up, picked that up way up in these late years back. She didn't do no drinking in a long many years.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I guess most people would take a little drink every now and then back then, because that was...
But I never did see her, and everybody was real good church people. You didn't see nobody was drinking and doing like they do now. That's right.
And she was a good worker.
She was, that's true. Right.
She'd rather do that field work than anything else.
Yeah, that's right, yes, sir.
Yeah. They do housework, but they'd rather...
Rather be in the field. That's true.
Now, that's something you can't tell them anymore, ain't it?
No, you can't tell them. That's true. No many people want to go out in the field no more now. They didn't want you to pay 2 or 3 different prices now, too.
Yeah. When she's over there with Jim Means, she'd do just... She'd hold the potatoes and she'd work year-round, too.
Yes, sir. That's right.
She live over there?
No, so she was living right over here, right across the, across over here for over here in the, for this, where, going up this little hill up there. Well, I can't call it. You know the people, but I just can't call the name right now. But
I can't either.
But it's right up right across the hill over there. But it was a house living over there then, and they was living right up on top of the hill there.
Yeah.
Then.
Up there around Farm Maze?
Yes, sir, right up above, up there on that back, up there on that little hill, over there where Mr. Riggs and them got Carl's at, and that passed over there on the right side.
Uh-huh.
It was a house sitting right up down the hill there.
Now, is Mr. Reed the one that's got the, is he the one that had the restaurant?
No, sir.
Oh, you mean that fella that over there on Simon's Ranch?
No, sir. Mr. Peake, Mr. Mark and them, Mr. Leroy and them, they got that, they own this field now. But at them time, he didn't own it. A fella used to have that whole place by the name of Mr. Willis.
Well.
Yes, sir. So then they were staying on his place, Miss Booch and them then.
Oh.
So after years passed by, well, Mr. Willis died, and Mr. Mark and them, they bought that place through there.
Well, is Willis the one that lived up there where Mr. Patterson lived?
Yeah, he had that, the next house from Mr. Patterson, where that old big house, that old big two-story house at.
Oh.
Well, that's the house where Mr. Willis used to stay.
Oh.
He used to be a bar, you know, just like Mr. Huff, you know, do bar vegetables and all stuff like that. He used to go around and buy stuff.
And he had a right smart property up there.
Yes, sir.
Well, what place was that Patterson bought?
Well, Patterson place there, that belongs to you hear him talk about Azar McCoon, heard him?
Yeah.
Well, he bought that place, and we used to work that place for him for years, and then...
For how long?
Oh, I guess about 20 years or better.
Oh, he lived there that long?
Oh, yeah. He phoned that place over 20 years, I know. So.
Well, how'd he die over here? No, he didn't die here.
Mr. McCoon died.
His daddy died
over here. Yes, sir.
That's right.
In this place?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All of them fellas just to be. You take Ron here, Mr. Miles. If you were to just sit down and people was to tell you, you know, here was a lot of big people and a lot of people made money at those times. Although the wages, everything was cheap, but they made money. They really made money and they got away with money. But everybody lived good. Everybody done good.
Everybody lived good.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Well, one thing they was one satisfaction they had, the money would buy something.
That's right. So I used to work for 50 cents a day, and we'd buy a grocery out of that, and then we'd have a little bit of change left.
Yeah.
Now you have to work for 50 cents a day. Now you won't have nothing even look like want to buy. You won't buy nothing for that little change. Yes, sir. It ain't
well,
even walk good to even walk in the store with three little dollars and a half or something like that. Because that's gonna eat up that before you can turn around. That's just about two good meals.
Oh.
If it's two meals.
Yeah. So. You got in on the last round here.
That's right.
That's right.
I come up through them hard days right with them.
Yeah. And you saw these hard days, and you look at it now, and you wish you had them.
I wish some of these here could just see some of them times.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, and them tailors you see that them means raised, you have all of them to eat your money.
Plenty. Then they didn't have to worry about where to buy none. That's right.
What'd you do about your meat, George?
Well, we just raised hogs.
You had your own meat?
Yes, sir. We just raised them.
And you'd have more pork than beef?
That's right. So we just raised all the way from 6 to 7 hogs and maybe 3 or 4 cows or something like that we have, so we didn't have to worry about too much of that.
So you would, but you'd butcher cows too?
Yes, sir. That's right.
But now the hogs, did you have to put them up all at one time in the winter?
Oh, no. So we would kill like up in the winter time, and we had a Well, I don't know whether you know about it, but we used to have what you call a smokehouse.
Yeah, I know a smokehouse.
We'd kill, you know, and then kill our own meat.
Yeah.
That's it.
Salt it down.
That's right.
And well, that's hard to beat, Faye.
Yes, sir.
Now, you farmed over here?
Mr. Weck all over here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who'd you work for over here?
Mr. Weck for the Wilsons. That's when the Wilsons, them owned it, this place, too.
They owned it on up to the middle 30s.
Right. That's true.
And then they lost it.
That's right.
And then the bank owned it. It wasn't worth much then, was it?
Not like time. That's true.
Yeah. Good. Well, you know, I was surprised that the Richardson brothers didn't buy it back there when they could get it.
Well, they wasn't buying much probably at that damn time. They wasn't fooling along with any. They just started to really reaching out, buying land after. Now me and Waller, now we the same age. After he come out of service, when he got out of service, then they start to buy, and from then on they've been buying ever since. And so now me and him right along together.
Well, land was plentiful. They didn't need to buy.
No, they didn't need to buy. So, but after then they started buying. Then after he come out of service.
Yeah. So they got it. It looks now like it's just give it away, don't it?
They sell then buy now. That's the way they do.
Yeah. I told you this before. You see, I let one of these fellas put in some peanuts up there last year. Well, he used my equipment. Never fixed anything. And he left it, I guess it's two tow sacks full of, crow sacks full of old drink cans.
Took us 2-3 days to clean it up.
Oh, okay. Like that.
That's right.
And he left it up there such a stand of coffee weed that I had to actually mow the whole thing. Some of it more than once.
That's right.
So you see the way I come out. So
you come out
as well. I come out better just letting it go. And I've done that. The only person that's where I come out with is Bill Wynn. He put melons back here. And I told you about that. And
that's
he had Pardee plow it, break the land for him. And he really broke it. And he had that old John Deere tractor, that huge thing, you know. And them heavy plows, and he'd run into one of them old lighted stumps.
That's right.
And he'd just keep running into it till it pulled it out.
That's right.
I don't know how he had a tractor left.
I don't know how he had anything left.
Glad it wasn't your tractor.
And they put fertilizer out.
Yeah.
They brought the big fertilizer truck out here, and then they had a little trailer that held 5 tons.
That's right.
And he'd pull that out there. I'm telling you, he workhorse.
That's right.
Well, he promised me, Bill Wynn did, that he'd get it to level off, where I could put pasture back out there. Well, Pardee went off and never come back. And I kept after Bill Wynn. I said, I've taken the equipment I've got back there and tried every way I know to level that ground. And the stuff I've got up there won't do it. And he got after Pardee and sent him back over here. Well, Pardee didn't like it very much. Well, I didn't tell him to come. I just sort of complained to Bill Wynn.
That's right.
But you see, that's he done a pretty good job leveling it up where I could have a little pasture.
That's right.
But now, you see, that's what I run into.
Oh, and that's the part you're sort of scared of right now.
Well, George, he can't. I mean, you know,
yes, ma'am.
It's very difficult for him. We don't have much good equipment around here.
Yes, ma'am.
And if that pasture up there is all rough and everything, guy can't go out there and do it anymore.
Yes,
he
ma'am.
Can't straighten it
no,
up.
No, ma'am. That's
and guy can't get help. And you might get help, but he can't.
Yes, ma'am. But the thing is, what I was speaking at is, as I told y'all, I guarantee that I wouldn't leave it in no bed. I live it back down. I guarantee that.
Right.
I get it down. I get it down back to pasture where you can put it back down. You won't see them humps and them. I guarantee you it'll be tracked back down.
Well, you see, the fella you work with over there, he left it with ruts that deep in it.
Well, I'm sure that he did. He would do it if you don't. But you're supposed to make a man agreement when you get land. If a man don't want his land left on like that, well, you're supposed to really tract it back down just like you want to tract it down. Now that is true. You ain't supposed to get a person be nice enough to rent your land if he wanted left, tracked it back down. Well, when you stop farming, well, you'd be done gilded what you done got off it. Well, then go back and track it down.
I've thought about it right smart. I don't hold it against them, you see. They done it, but that's all gone.
That's
and,
true. I understand. That's true.
It's another day now.
Yes, sir. That's true it is. That's right. That's true. That's right.
Except you don't want to get caught again.
No, you don't. That's right. That's the main thing. You tell a person now, well, your land done been left in the way you didn't want it to be left. Well, you tell a man now, well, you know, you ain't got to let land go if he can't fix it back like live or back like you want it. Well, you ain't got to let him have it.
I think the main thing is that drainage ditch. There was a little creek running down in here, and it all it does now is just flood it. So we have a little problem there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it had a pretty good, you know where it was.
Yes.
It had a pretty good ditch, you see, they just cultivated right through the ditch, and ain't no ditch anymore. The water stands over there where the ditch wasn't.
That's right.
And what happens is, you see, all that water comes down. It's got that jockey grass seed in it.
That's true.
So now you see that's spreading on the place.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And I've been pretty lucky about that before.
Yes.
And you don't get enough from renting, you know.
Yes, sir.
Bottom.
That's right.
There's not enough in it to fool with it, you see, just to even talk about it. Not worth even the time it takes to talk about it, to rent land anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You see. And I don't want to be, I'm not a farmer. And,
yeah.
I see it. I would like to work along with somebody who wasn't trying to.
I understand.
I remember the first melons I got in on. This fella had them over there at the Dodd place. You know, over there at the creek.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do they call that old place? You know the one I'm talking about, where Berman Dodd is?
That's over here at Cross Creek.
Yes,
that's right.
You know the one. You know where the Miss Guthrie lives.
Right.
Well, it's just you know right straight on.
Right straight
Bognack.
On. That's right. Over there by Mr. Bognack.
Yeah.
That's right.
I forget what they call that place.
Well, you had watermelons over there once, yeah?
This fella had melons over there.
Oh.
And his first year, they'd had melons over there. Now he's one of these fine Florida crackers. I mean, he knew how to farm.
I understand. That's right.
And I knew him pretty well over there. I didn't know him so well. I didn't know him at all till he got till that time. I'll think of his name in a minute.
That's right.
He died.
Wilkerson.
Oh yeah. Who they call him?
Oh, Bill.
Yes.
What do they call it? Wilkerson. Well, he could see that they're having a good crop of melons, and that down below us there wasn't any, and that them melons was going to be worth something. And he done everything he could to discourage Dodd and buy him out. Oh, he offered him $1,000. He finally got it up to $2,000. He had 50 acres of melons.
Yeah.
And he just barely allowing him what he'd put in.
Put in, that's right.
Yeah, so just a little like, you see. Well, you see, Ms. Dodd's pretty good at business, and I suppose Dodd is too. They found out what was going on. And he done everything he could after they got to picking the melons, cutting the melons and hauling them, everything he could to get it sort of mixed up, you see, to where they wouldn't keep track of the truckloads.
Right.
He done everything he could. And I remember, you know, Marvin Townsend. He knew what was going on. We used to laugh about it a little bit. And I said to him, "Now, Marvin, how in the world do you figure that?" He says, "I've known old Wilson," he says, "ever since all my life." And he says, "The one thing that hurts him is for somebody else to get some of the money." He didn't have any feeling about it at all. It just perfectly natural to him.
That's
I
right.
mean, he'd come up against that somebody. Well, his brother's still living up
there. That's right. I have done this thing now, Mr. Dodge, and Dodge and Freddie, they're putting out some warm melons. I don't know how much they're putting out, but I heard that they are gonna put out a good. I don't know about how much.
Yeah, that's a good place. It's right there next to the road where there's not much where you can get to them.
That's right. It's a good place. That's right. Well, they had warm melons there last year, right there in that field there by the road there. Well, I cut. They had two fields there, and one out full on back, and then down right there side the road there. I cut all of them back in there for them. I cut every year and went to them.
And what you do when you're farming like that, see, you kind of open up the place there, makes it public property.
Right.
And you don't know who's coming in at what time and doing what. Now, I think if you was coming over here, you see, I wouldn't say anything about it.
Well, yeah, that's right.
But all these others, you see,
that's
that you
right.
don't even know about.
No, that's right.
You don't know much about, say.
No, that's true again.
You don't know what's...
No,
what's,
you never do know. That's for true, Mr. Miles.
Now, these people in here, they are all pretty nice people.
They are.
Don't,
that's
they
true.
They don't do much
that's right.
damage. I'm not hurt much.
That's
to
true.
You.
That's the thing that I looked on so bad, you know. I feel good right with my people right close right around here. But when them good living off them on further and further on around, now I stay on the wooded side.
Yeah.
That's because you never do know how what kind of person they are.
Yeah.
And you feel responsible.
Right, that's for true. Yeah.
Well, I had a little dealings with Patterson, Burnett. Well, I didn't know how he'd work, you know. I never had any business dealings with him. And I didn't have very much, you see.
That's right.
But, you see, the way I do, if you'd made some deal with him, you see, you'd have known ahead of time what to expect.
Right. That's true. Yeah,
and
I'm going to be... That's right. That's true.
And now you see what happened. I'll tell you. You probably know. I got him to plow this place up here for me. Well, it was too dry.
That's right. That's true.
And really, he ought to have told me that.
Yeah, that's true.
That is too dry to plow it. For him to plow it.
That's right.
Because what he's got is one of them old bottom plows.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a drag plow.
That's right.
He don't have much control of it.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. he hits a dry place or a hard place, and it pops out of the ground.
That's
well,
right.
What's he going to do?
He's going to keep going. That's right. That's right.
So you might say when he got through up there, it was about one two-thirds plowed.
That's right.
And it wasn't smooth at that, you see.
I know. That's true.
Because his equipment...
And he got two sort of equipment to work with. That's true.
Well, he's a worker.
I don't dominate people's own bad equipment, but he can't do nothing. He can't do no work for me. That's true. Now, although I like to see work, I like love to see people's fields did good.
Yeah.
And I do know about it. Because I sit up on them tractors too, and I know what's sitting up on them is, and I really want my land fixed up good.
Yeah.
And the only way that I desire to do it is I jump up on them myself and run them too. Because I really want it fixed up good. Because
yeah.
I'm the one got the wick out there in it.
Well, one day I went over there, when anybody's working over here, I don't bother them.
No.
But I went over there, I wanted to see him about something, and he wasn't there. He had one of his boys on the tractor. Well, that's all right. Except, what he's going to do, they got so many ways of getting around it. You see, he'll get the job, and then he'll send his boys out to do it.
Right. That's true.
Well, maybe his boys do it as good as he will. But that ain't it. I hired him to do it.
Right. That's true. That's right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to stay there and see how it did. Anyway, if he was going to let his boys help him, well, he should stay. He should be there to see what sort of job they're putting up.
Well, you see, that's what you run into, George. You have... get into such complications.
Right, you're right.
And I don't know. You see, that's...
I didn't like it. Not to cut you off. I was looking at when he was doing that job up there for you, all right enough, because I was
yeah.
I was farming this place around here on the lakeside. There was Strice's place, so
yeah.
I'll be looking at it when I go along
oh,
there.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I didn't say I didn't know, but I didn't like the job he was putting on over there.
You can see what he's doing.
Yeah, I was looking. I sure saw. I was going back to the farms over there every day.
So that's
yeah.
what I run into.
Well, it's always fun to have, you know, a little activity going on your land and
right.
have people working
yes,
on it. I mean,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I'd like, you know, for you to have something.
That's
but,
right.
But Guy just, he can't clean
it's
up
the moderation of it.
That's right.
Bill Wynn's the only one that's you know, where it's been,
that's
where it's even been pleasant.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Who's worked out here since
that's
I was here.
Well, I agree with what I mean. I understand. I'm not like a lot of people, you know. A lot of people, you know, don't understand, you know. Then they want to get on the cross side with people. But I do understand, you know.
Well, you'd rather stay friends with
that's
people.
That's right. I understand,
and
you know. That's right.
And, you know, there's no water here now.
No,
when,
ma'am.
When,
that's
when
right.
Bill was here,
that's
there
true.
Was some water down
yes,
there.
Ma'am.
He could use the sprinkler.
That's true.
Yes, ma'am.
He irrigated.
That's
there's
right.
No more there's not any water in
no,
it.
Ma'am.
You can see down there.
That's
there's no
right.
water.
Yes, ma'am. There's no water like it used to be.
That's right.
Sure dried up.
Yes, ma'am.
We didn't have one single hurricane last year, did we?
No, that's right.
Does it take a hurricane to keep the water up?
Well, I wouldn't say all the time it do, Mr. Miles. We just haven't been having enough rain in news to ever be. We have always been getting rains pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
And we didn't used to didn't have too many hurricanes years back, but every now and again. But we would have more rainy days and nights than we do now.
Yeah.
We ain't getting any now, so that's everywhere now. That's what caused the water to get away. We ain't getting enough rain. That's right.
What was your idea, George?
I'm busy looking around at Mr. Miles. I'm trying to find some land. I'm gonna, well, this is my last time that I can deal around going around because time is running fast on me, and I do want to try to get it fixed.
You need to get
my land.
Yes,
I got to get my land fixed up fast now, cause everybody else is getting in here, getting on.
You saying about watermelon?
Yes,
today,
ma'am.
Just watermelon.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on that. So. I got another fella that promised. I helped saw him, but he's some wood. Fella over here making up some wood that he got some land over here on. Going on out to Flemington side out there. So I haven't been out there, but I'm going to go out there. I'm going out there after I leave you, and I'm going back home, and I'm going to eat dinner, and I'm going out there now and see what sort of land he have over there.
Well, you're looking right now for watermelon land.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any watermelon land.
That's right. Yeah.
This, you see,
but,
you can plow this grass up in the wintertime, but you can't plow it up in the
yes.
growing season.
Yes,
if you do,
right.
you've got to start all over.
Yes,
again.
Sir. That's right. But I'm going to try to find some land to plant some like squash, bean, peas, like that.
Well, why didn't you get in on this thing with Dodd over there?
Well, it won't do for it. See, that'd be too many. That'd be too many in one crop or one go there. See, that would be him.
Well, you've been
Freddie,
myself,
and myself too, and him. So, and somebody ain't gonna get no money. You know what I'm saying? Somebody going after, you know, man. All them go in together, you know. So somebody ain't gonna have nothing.
Well, you've been got in. With him early.
Well, I didn't, him and Freddie had made that side with him since we're last year before watermelon season went out.
Oh, they
had? Yeah, they know it about it. Yeah.
They had that made up.
They had that made it up.
You don't grow sweet potatoes.
No, ma'am, but I'm planning on, if I can find enough land, I'm planning on trying to grow some this time. That's the crop I said I was going to try if I can find some land. Do the plants anymore.
Let me tell you, George, we used to figure when I was growing up, I worked in sweet potatoes right smart, and we figured the best price we could get then, at least the price we could make some money on,
yes.
was a dollar out of the field.
Right.
And then we didn't have all that handling and curing.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. That's true.
That's a dollar true. Out of the field. And I don't remember what the hamper cost then, but it didn't cost much.
Yes, sir.
What did it cost back then? 10 cents?
About 10, 15 cents at the least.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 10, 15 cents.
Yeah.
Now, it's out of sight now, Mr. Miles.
Yeah.
65.
By hamper?
Yes, ma'am. 65 and 70 cents. If you get one of them new bass, you know, them new ones, you're going to pay about 70 cents basket for them, if you can find
them. I got
one
from the store the other day, and they got a plastic bottom.
That's right. They ain't good neither. They won't last long either. You got to have them with the best of care now.
Oh.
That's true.
Can't throw them around.
No, sir, you can't throw them around. And them old, those are what it's called secondhand basket. Now you paying 65 or 70 cents for them.
Is there any money in potatoes, George?
Yes, ma'am. It's
sweet
good
potatoes?
Money. Yes, ma'am. It's money.
Would you put them in and sell them all right out of the crop, or do like Jim Means did?
What I'm planning on doing, Mr. Miles, I'm planning on planting enough, and I'm gonna peel them around. I'm going to just sell them to a certain price if I can make them. That's what I said. I'm going to just put me, get me some in sacks or baskets, buckets, and just sell them there like that. Go around from house to house. That's the way he used to do.
Now, you haven't got machinery.
Well, I ain't got the machine, but I know where I can get the machine, and I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about the machine. I'm worried about the other part. That's it. Yeah.
Well, these old, you don't need much machinery if you could just get it broke.
That's right. That's true.
But on a little plot, you're going to have a hard time getting it broke for you.
Well, you don't have too hard a time. If, like through time is now, well, you can get land fixed up so fast now, Mr. Miles, it's no hard part of getting fixed up. Because there's Mr. William over there. Well, he get in there, he'll have you fixed up before you can turn around good.
Yeah, but he won't come just for a little there.
Well, he'll come for two or three, three or four acres or something like that. I'm stepping, he's passing by. He'll turn little cuts if he anywhere he's going by. Where's that going?
But he don't come this way.
Well, sometime he do.
Well, I tried him one fall for the rye, and he I tried him early, way back in September. And I said, would you be able to get it in this month? Oh, he said there wouldn't be a chance. But next month, he had something to do for his daddy, and he'd have me, he could just come on over here.
Well, it ain't like it used to be now with him, you see. He got somebody now over driving every day now. Don't do nothing, but that's all he do.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. He got a fella drive every day, any day that he got somewhere to go to work. He just keep it rolled on. All the time, the man just go from one place to another.
And that's all he does.
That's all he do. It ain't like it used to be now. See, he do. He got a man out there just does all of that.
Well, he put me off two or three times, and finally I just bought some equipment and did it myself.
Well,
it ain't like
it used to be now, but see, that's all he do now. He got a man, just don't do nothing but just keep steady going from one place to the other.
And
yes, sir. You can try him anytime you want, and he'll gonna get to you.
Is that right?
That's right. He got a man to drive. If he got somewhere to go, if he can got places to go, if it's 7 days a week, that man go, he coming, he'll drive every one of them days, 7 days a week. See, he's working for the money. That's all he's working for, money.
Yeah.
And the more places he got to go, the more money he's making.
Well, let me tell you.
Yes, sir. Now, I can tell you how it goes now. It ain't like it used to be.
Last year, they had melons over here. And after the melons was through, I thought that'd be the end of it. First thing I knew, I came back to town one day, and they had half of that cut. And the fella was out there on that thing, and it was just racing across there.
That's it.
And I looked at it, and it was the best plowing I'd seen done over there.
That's him. That's the man I'm telling you about, dude. That's all he do. Steady just go from one place to the other.
And he wasn't saying hello or how to do or anything. He was going right on.
Sure. That's true.
And then when he fixed it, went one way, went the other.
Right, he got them plows, Mr. Miles, he got about 10 or 15 tons. He'd turn it. I mean, and he carried a big stretch too when he turned it. Yes, sir. He'd turn it, then he'd come back, he'd cut it for you any way you want, and he don't joke about turning it too. And it's turned.
It's turned.
Yes, sir. It's your turn.
Yeah. And that's I imagine right. You could tell him how you want it done.
Any way you want it, tractor, he attracted.
Well, now.
He's a fine boy, a man. Well, we all know one another. We raised up together. But he works for them every day. He works 7 days a week if he can got somewhere for him to go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, Mr. McCray used to come over here and help me, and he'd come anytime I said.
Uh-huh.
But you see, I was on his way. And he didn't care whether he'd done a little piece or big piece. He'd
that's
just
right.
go on
yes,
in
sir.
There, and I'd have everything ready for him.
I'm giving you the really low down on it now. Time, it ain't like it used to be. Now this boy, he glad to have somewhere to go. He'll do it. He could at night. He'll turn it at night. He got lights on that thing just like Sam is. It don't make no difference.
He's
working for the money.
And got a good cushion seat there.
Yes, sir. He don't get tired. That thing it drive good too. You don't get tired. Yeah, I mean, powerful steering. It just everything is works so easy. You ain't hit no. You don't feel tired or don't bump or sore up or nothing. No, man, you just like you riding in one of these here fine Carolinas or something. You don't know. That's when he be going, and he be going fast too. He don't be playing.
Well, the only thing that I slipped up with Mr. McCray, he was so tactful he wouldn't tell you anything.
Yes.
So he'd come over here and just make one round and plant it on one round. Well, he needed to double cross cut it.
That's right. That's true.
And then plant it on the second go around,
that's
I
right.
suppose.
Yes, yeah.
But you see, he wouldn't tell me that.
That's right.
And I didn't know his rig, and I didn't know anything about this
right.
sod, this Bahia sod. When I started down here, I didn't know anything about Bahia sod. Well, that stuff, if you've got some that's been there for several years, just one, and it ain't anything will cut it in one turn.
That's right. Yeah, you need to cut it when you turn it. Well, you need to cut it well, if you can, because how rough it is. If it's rough, you should cut it both ways, you know.
Yeah.
So, now he fixed my watermelon land up last year. At least he did it all. He did all mine in less than 2 days, and he turned it, and then he went back. Then he cut it for me, and I was ready to go.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it. I get him anytime I feel like I want something dead. I get a hold to him anytime.
But you grew up with him.
Yes, sir. I know them all. I know him and Mr. William, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do good favors for them. I get out and help them work. I help them all. I get out and do all, any time if I got a break or they need me to do something, I take off and help them.
Yeah.
And we've been knowing, all of us been knowing one another for years.
Well, that's it, you see. It don't, anybody like that, see, it's a different matter. But you see, I don't even know what they're doing, much less helping them.
Yes, sir. Well, this boy, what he got now, his name Roy, what doing the tracking for him, he'll tell you plain, he'll tell you exactly if you want high wick and he'll cut it, he'll turn it, he'll do it any way you want. And then he'll fix it any way you want to fix it too.
You remember when they when he got onto that last year?
That's right. Yes,
didn't
sir.
He cross cut it?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah.
So true.
And it looked so good when he first time he cut it.
That's right. That's true.
But he went ahead and cross cut it.
Yes,
and
sir.
He just flew.
He drives. He don't play now. He still goes on. Yeah.
God, I don't think there's anything but corn that'll work out. But they made pretty good melons.
That's right. Well, Mr. Baker, he gonna plant part of it. Mr. Bob Baker down there, he tell me he gonna plant some corn out there, part of it in corn, and he gonna plant greens in some parts of it.
Oh.
That's right.
So he's gonna have it again.
Yes, sir. He got it now.
Isaiah
might have a little cut in there, but Mr. Bob Baker got most of it there.
That's got so much Johnson grass in there, I don't see how anything can grow.
Well, he said, Mr. Bob Baker said he's going to keep it. He said he's going to get shut of that grass. He said he's going to show everybody that he can get shut of it. But I want to see him when he do it.
I do too.
Because I know...
He didn't get shed of it last year.
I know we have put weed killer, we done put all kind of weed killer on there for Fred, I know. And we still had that stuff right on. That's what made Fred turn it loose on the kind of stuff was so bad.
Yeah.
And so,
he got tired of racing for that.
That's true, yes, sir.
If you got rain at the wrong time, before the corn started...
It better not rain.
George, let me tell you something funny.
Yes, ma'am.
It was so beautiful over there with those peas at first. And
yes, ma'am.
Them and it looked just like a garden.
Yes.
It did, I know.
And I was in town, and it evidently had rained or something, and I hadn't watched it for a day or two, and I came back, and I said to the guy, I didn't know he planted corn out there. He's got a great big crop of corn. That darn Johnson Bryson shot up, and I thought it was corn. Just
overnight. Now, if they ever come a little shower rain, you can just say, here it all, the next couple of days you won't see nothing but that stuff. That's the only thing I hate about it. But they tell me, Mr. Miles, they tell me the best way to get shed of that stuff is put you some hog.
Yeah.
They say you put you a bunch of hogs out there.
Yeah, great.
And just let them stay out there for us,
yeah,
true. Yes, so they'll really get it. They say them hogs really will root get that stuff up.
But you see, yeah. He got so much around the edges there,
yeah.
And it spreads so fast. I've lived with Johnson grass since I was a boy.
Yes.
And it got to getting worse, and up the country there, if we find just one little clump out in the field, we just stake it off,
right.
And don't cultivate there.
That's right.
And we poison it.
Go right.
And deaden that
dead
ground.
Part.
And they don't play with it. I mean, they're afraid of it.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Of course, if it gets a, I don't know, you see, but it's, and you see what it does, you see, it goes from there to the whole country.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's true.
It goes down to these low places. You see, I got two of them. And you see, if I cultivate over here, first thing you know, this would be full of Johnson grass. So the way it runs now,
What kind of land do sweet potatoes like, George? Sort of clay land?
Yes, ma'am. Land should be on the little hard side, you know. Yeah, that's better land for sweet potatoes.
You know, it's curious how they do that. I remember I put some indigo in one year and it was wet and didn't do any good at all. It likes it dry. And I've seen that during stuff gets up there, up the country, up north there, where it's sandy land, and you wouldn't think anything would grow. It's just as soon as that corn starts firing up, that indigo would come out, pure sand.
That's right. That's true.
And get head high. It's a darn stuff. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's right. That's true. That's some good sweet potato land up on top of the hill.
Yeah.
On top of the hill.
Yes, ma'am. Really is not. That ain't no joke. That's some good land over there.
Yeah.
That land tells some sweet potato.
If you had that and put it in like old Jim Means used to do, put in a few slips and then put in the vines. Keep it going, you could make a little money on the side.
Right.
Have you,
that's true.
Do you have any way to get your sweet potato plants?
Well, I'm calling myself growing some now, Miss.
Oh, I
Miss
see.
Miles. I'm calling myself getting on the smart side, you know. So
good.
I'm gonna try to get out a few rows early, you know, real early, and then I go to cutting my vines from them, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, I've got some up now. We're on up here right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, they talked to you about the stock running out. Coleman, last year, the year before last, Coleman had some that he had put in a bed and got the shoots. And,
that's right.
That's some stock that he'd had there for years.
Yes, that's right.
And he got a good yield and some of the best tasting sweet potatoes I ever tasted.
That's right.
I told you that.
Yes, sir.
And it's, I guess they're right that the stock runs out, but his sure didn't run out.
Yes, sir. Well, I hear him say they do run out, but Mr. Miles, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't have too much belief about that part that the stock run out. I just think that what it is that you just don't have the season, and then you'll be on the wrong land. I'm going to tell you, that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
Because the reason I said this about it, I know for many years, I know Mr. Jim Mean didn't do anything but go with them same taters. He wasn't changing different kind of taters and getting seed from plants from somewhere else. He even used his own seed. So, and I know he made plenty of taters.
Yeah. How you put in his seed bed?
Well, he, you know, bed them out, you know, he just planted, well, sort of a little medium-sized strains, you know. And he'd have a place maybe wide in this house, you know. Then he threw dirt and all, threw a little dirt over him, you know, and then he'd have straw over him, you know, coming through the winter time, you know, and keep it sort of moist down, and those things would shoot away, man. They'd get on up from there.
Yeah.
George, you don't have to have too much help with sweet potatoes, do you?
You don't have to have so much, no, man. You take two or three or four people, and you got enough. You can use three or four any time of people, then you have enough to help you get rid of them. You know, you get somebody to go along, you plow them up, and you can get it one the way we used to do. We used to have maybe about three. If we plow them up, one have one being one distant nut and being nut. And as you keep plowing, well, one pick up so far, that's so you won't have to ever stop to wait on it. Then he'd be done picked up out your way by the time you get back there with your plow. So you take about half of the distance. One take, be about, well, if the road say run from about here up there to Miss Bess's house. Well, I said, well, put three people in there, one being in their distance, and then he can stay out your way by the time he can go to the other end and come back. He'd be done picked up out your way, you turn around. You'd be right behind you, then stay out your way, you never have to stop.
You dig them with a mule and a plow?
That's right. That's what he used to do.
That's the best way.
Yes, sir. You ain't gonna miss me when you do use a mule and a plow.
Yeah.
But that tractor will make you lose a lot of them.
It'll cut them.
Yes, ma'am. It will cut them, and then the next thing about it, you're gonna curve up. You're going to cover up a lot of them with that tractor.
Yeah.
I like that old mule way.
I wish I had one. I had a chance to buy one, but it's a little too old. I guess if I had a mule, I could run him in with them horses, couldn't I?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If
he's ain't going to bother. That's why we got that mule, what you see Freddie got. We got him over the Hawthorne.
Has he got a mule now?
Yeah, we got him.
What do you use
the
mule for?
I use him. I plow him all the time.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
In the garden?
I plow him in my garden, and then I use him out there on my little farm when I be farming.
Yeah.
I get him and plow him. I don't use that tractor all the time. I lay my stuff off and plant with that tractor, Then I get that mule. Yeah, he right out there in front of my house, out there in the pasture.
Oh, is he?
Yes, sir. I thought, didn't you see me, you didn't see me with that mule coming behind my truck? Yeah, I can't behind the truck.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Can't run behind that. I thought y'all got a chance to see me. I put my plow.
You see, we can't see the road.
Well, I know a lot of times, you know, I used to be going along, you know, to the field, you know, and so a lot of people used to pass me, you know, and I'd be having them behind my truck, you know. And I thought maybe y'all might have passed me some too, you know, and I'd be going on to the field with it.
What you mean behind this truck? You had him in a little trailer or something?
No, ma'am. I just
walking,
ma'am.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am. I just tied back there.
And let him walk and you ride.
Yes, ma'am.
That is something.
Well, I would ride him if I would have a, you know, have enough space to could carry him on, you know. But I do ride, I do carry him on. I just get the big truck though. When we was he had some eggplants over there at the Mr. Dodd, and I took the big truck and I put him on here, and I just could carry him over there on here. And then I have carried him over there behind my truck. Over that floor too. We'll walk him that floor too over there.
Yeah. George, mm-hmm. You know, I don't have any equipment for vegetable farming. You see that little Ford tractor? The only thing you can do on that is put that cultivator frame on it, and that's not near as handy as these little one row tractors. You see.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So. It's really not practical to do, is it? Or it might do some things, but I was thinking about keeping, you know,
that's
just keep cultivating, just cultivating.
That's true. Well, I tell you what to do for me. Sort of study your mind up and figure on me as let's plant some sweet potatoes again. Think about that.
Well, you see.
If you can.
You do the figuring, you do the figuring, George, and you know what sort of stuff I got, and I don't believe I've got any equipment that you can use.
Well, I ain't gonna worry about the equipment so bad because I feel like I can get around and then get some of that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the way it is.
All right, I'll figure with you on some sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
All right, do that. I'll be back here.
All right.
And I want to hear some by here. Appreciate it, Mr. Miles.
But it'd be better if you do the figuring, George.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, you figure, tell me the place. Show me sometime where the place is, and I get somebody to get in, and we'll get it cut up and get it fixed up.
Well, the only place I got that top of that hill up there is 5 acres up there. That'd make a right smart sweet potato, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm with that, Mr. Miles. All right.
All right.
Appreciate that, yeah?
We'll talk about it.
All right. I'll be back to see you.
Channel 1 Ride around 1700, the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74. Channel 1 Ride around 1700, the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74. Channel 1 Ride around 1700, the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74.